Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in. This is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Episode 98. And it's the Friday Blitz.
The Success Sensei. Friday Blitz coming at ya.
Do resolutions work? So, are you for or against setting New Year's resolutions? Well, let's give you the for side. I don't know anybody who is successful, highly successful, very successful, mildly successful, that doesn't set out resolutions or goals. I mean, you can argue over what a resolution is and what a goal is, but in and of themselves, they are the same thing. A resolution is a change, hopefully for the positive in yourself for the new year. So how is that not a good thing? A lot of people are afraid to do it because they fear failure. They fear setting a resolution and not achieving it, and therefore feeling bad about themselves and feeling like a failure. But that is a pathetic excuse. If you are a success-minded person, you want to give yourself every opportunity to succeed. And the only way to do that is with resolutions and with goals. So with resolutions, they don't have to be stupid. They don't have to be ones that you can't possibly achieve. You don't have to set yourself up for failure. But there should be something. I mean, you should have a quick, an analytical mindset over your own character, your own behavior, your own achievements, your own failures, and figure out what small change you could make to make life easier for yourself. How is that a bad thing? Now, what happens if you set out your resolution and you don't achieve it? Well, you try to stay motivated and try to stay confident and have the self-belief to carry it through. Go to conclusion. Don't set yourself up. Don't set a resolution and then just forget about it. Stick with it. Actually work on it every day. Remind yourself of it every day and work on it every day. And do something towards that resolution or towards that goal every single day. But what happens if you don't hit a home run 100%, get it 100%? Well, even if you get 20% of your resolution, 30%, half your 50% of your resolution, that's generally better than setting no resolution whatsoever. And all you do is you bring that resolution forward to the next day or the next week or the next month and you go at it again. But if you don't know what needs to be changed, you haven't made a decision as to what can improve your life or what about yourself you could change for the better. If you haven't even made that decision, then you've given yourself absolutely zero control to make any kind of a difference. And anyone who is success-minded and success-orientated knows that you can't do what you've always done to achieve extra special results. So if you want to do more amazing things, you have to think in a more amazing way. You have to change yourself for the better. You can't be the person that you are right now. The characteristics that you have right now and the resolutions that you have right now are what shaped you into the person that you are right now and having the things that you have right now. So if you want to have more than you have right now, if you want to be more than you have right now, if you want to have experienced more than you have right now, you need to set out resolutions that can help you to achieve these things. So it sounds simple enough. Make them realistic. Make it a fun process. Don't be afraid to think big. Don't be afraid to visualize, fantasize, dream, and then really think about what is it that you need to do? What is it that you really want? You're going into a brand new decade. Never mind a brand new year, a brand new decade. Allow yourself every opportunity to live the life that you want to live. Don't be winging it. Don't be trying to say, you know, that you're just going to wake up every day and just see what happens. That's fine if that's really your life philosophy. But that's not going to go hand in hand with structured, striving for success. Lots of S's there. Structured striving for success. If you're after more and you're after it with the least amount of effort, the most amount of gains, then having control over your life, control over yourself, control over your own destiny as much as is actually physically possible and mentally possible is up to you. So you maybe have figured out by now, I'm a big believer in resolutions. And I talk to a lot of people throughout the year. I ask a lot of people, are you setting resolutions? Are you not setting resolutions? And I have to be honest, the people that tell me that they don't believe in resolutions and they don't set resolutions are the ones that I don't really see progressing very far. And maybe they're happy with that. That's totally fine. Everybody can't be this success and a goal achieving organism. It's not for everybody. And some people are happy not being that. But I imagine the people that are not happy with striving for success aren't actually listening to this podcast right now. So the ones that are actually setting out resolutions and goals for the year are the ones that achieve way more, even if you don't hit those goals or resolutions. If you fall off the wagon, just move them forward to the next module, or the next day, the next week, or the next month, or even the next year. I've got resolutions and goals that I'm carrying from last decade into this decade, but you know what? That's okay. You can't hit absolutely every single one, especially if you're like me and you set out loads of them. You're not going to hit everyone. And that's okay too. Just do your best. I guarantee you, you'll be a better version of yourself having tried in the first place. Have an absolutely super Christmas and an absolutely spectacular 2020. And I cannot wait to hear how you're getting on in the new year. So make sure you contact me through any of the normal channels. All the links should be there. Whatever format you're listening to this, the link should be included. So send me a message anytime. Have a great one and be safe. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight. You can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.